The study was called for by Mitchell Chester, Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education. The goal was to find the effects of special education programs in Massachusetts and examine why the state has such a high rate of students being included in special ed programs, 17%. The results of the study, which were presented at a special meeting at the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education on Monday evening, showed that the average number of 17% can be highly variable among school districts. Commissioner Chester explains.
We have school districts in Massachusetts that identify more than one out of four, more than 25% of their student population, as having a disability and thus be eligible for special ed services. At the other end, we have school districts that identify 10 or 11% of their students as having a disability.
The commissioner continued that the study went on to show that low-income school districts often have a higher percentage of students in special ed programs than higher-income school districts.
The likelihood of being identified with a disability is double for students from lower income backgrounds than it is for students from middle and upper income backgrounds.
The study debunks a myth that wealthier parents in higher income school districts put more pressure on schools to include their children in special ed programs, a kind of overcorrection in the education process. Tom Scott, executive director of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents, said that lower-income schools may include more children in special ed programs because the districts do not have the resources to address all students' needs in the conventional classroom. This could point to an inflation of that number.
For many of these schools, they don't have options other than special education. So they identify the child and they go through an evaluation assessment process, and the child gets identified, you know, usually in very minimal ways, but gets identified, and that's why the percentage of youngsters goes up.
The study also found that when students with special needs are excluded from normal classroom activity, their level of academic achievement can drop. Commissioner Chester again.
When that does occur, we find that the educational outcomes, the achievement of students, is greatly depressed. So it is students who are receiving the majority of their education in an integrated setting where they're part of the general education curriculum that students are doing the best.
Students with a wide range of disabilities are considered for special ed placement in Massachusetts, including those with learning and developmental disabilities. The study recommended that state education officials and schools stop over-identifying special needs students and keep special education programs for students with disabilities only, as well as encouraging classroom integration. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.